we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my guest, Jim Kerwin. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you guys want to call in on this Friday afternoon. Jim, you know, have you ever thought of the possibility, now that we have Russia in here, and by the way, I wanted to mention, you know, Vladimir Putin goes over and they sit down and they make this agreement with these five countries, and we've got China, who's the silent partner in this, and all of a sudden we've got Prime Minister Ehud Olmert that rushes over to Moscow and talks to Putin about what he sees as a soft position on Iran's nuclear program. So we've got them running over, supposedly having concerns that might just be posing, I don't know. But have you ever considered, with these type of weapons that they have, and if we were to use these, you know, our weaponry against tactical targets, and they launch a missile strike, wouldn't those missiles be pointed not only at those ships in the Gulf, but right at our troops over there in the green zone?
They would, and they would be pointed at Qatar, which is where CENTCOM is located. They would be the Gulf, Qatar, Kuwait. There's a number of major players in the area that would immediately suffer from this. And it, as a consequence, the world would suffer. I mean, the price of oil, even though it's now at $90 a barrel, it would hit 100 immediately, which isn't a big leap anymore. When this first came out, it was back at 70-something. And it would be probably at $200 a barrel overnight, because this is horrific. You can't get the oil out of that region unless you export it. And the main export lines for the West to receive that oil comes through that, through the Gulf and in the Caspian. If they block that, it's over. If those ships are sunk, if that thing becomes an armed camp, there isn't any way. To make that kind of change on the global scale because a few people have an itch they can't scratch is just, it's insane, and there really isn't any other way to put it. This kind of insanity, when it's sitting in the chairs of the leadership positions in the United States and Israel, and to some degree Britain, we have a real problem, and the problem has got to be addressed directly. We have got to get those people out of office.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take a call. Let's go to Craig in Texas. Craig, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Wonderful program as usual. I just want to make a comment, something that we all know that these globalists have been controlling and manipulating public opinion for a very long time, and one of the main ways they do that is manipulation of the language. When we use the word "we" with respect to the actions of the hijackers of our government, what we're doing is we're falling prey to them again. I would rather call them what they are, hijackers of our government. And initials for that would be HOG.
Very good, Craig.
You know, just as an idea for you to consider the possibility. You know, just think of how somewhat dumbed down Americans, when they think of we are out there doing this and so forth, and they're pumping up their chest saying, "Yeah, I'm part of that."
Yeah.
But if you talk about hijackers of government, of our government, they're like, "Hey, wait a minute, somebody's taking my government." You see what I'm saying? The kind of reaction you get.
Oh,
great,
true.
So, Craig,
just as an
absolutely
idea for you. I'll just put it out for you.
I just wrote it down, my friend. You want to comment on that, Jim?
Yeah, thanks for that comment, by the way, Craig. It's a very, very good point. Most writers, including this one, go back and forth about this word "we," because a lot of people will write to you and say, listen, I'm not part of that word "we," because I'm against these guys and blah, 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 and I've done this and I've done that. And the reference that goes through my mind is that the reason it's part of it is because they're using our money, and thereby we become part of them whether we want to or not. But you've got a very good point, and I thank you for it, because it's also true.
Terrific program. Thank you. I'll drop.
All right. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest, Jim Kerwin. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Yeah, Jim, that was a brilliant comment by Craig. You know that?
Yeah.
From this point forward, it's not we. It's the hijackers of our government. And he's got a great point because, for the sake of the new listeners that are coming on there, he's right. If we say the word we... Okay, we're referring that these people are representing us. They're not representing us. This is their own agenda. We have nothing to do with it because, like, what, better than 70% of the American people want us out of there. But speaking of language, Jim, mm-hmm. I got to share this with you. Today is Criticize Michael Day, okay? I just got an email here from Joyce, and I want to read this over the air. It says, hi, Michael. Thank you for your informative programs and the work you do. I do bristle, though, when I hear scumbags such as the one by the name of Dutch being called a gentleman, as you've done in the past few days. I hear that every so often, and I just don't understand why such a bright and informed people use such nice and complimentary terms. Please take note. Thanks, Joyce. Okay, Joyce. He's a scumbag. Dutch is a scumbag.
All right. somebody sent me this short piece called George W. Bush's Thug Nation. It's written by Robert Perry, and I just want to read you the first paragraph. It said that over time, presidents, especially two-termers, imbue the nation with their personalities and priorities, for good or ill. If that's true, it could help explain the small-minded mean-spiritedness that seems to be pervading the behavior of the United States these days, both at home and abroad. On a global level, the world reads about trigger-happy Blackwater security contractors mowing down civilians in Baghdad, the U.S. military killing unarmed people under loose rules of engagement in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and then the CIA rendering suspected Islamists to secret prisons or to third world dungeons where their torture is practiced. Inside the United States, too, a police state mentality is taking hold. After more than 6 years of having dissent against President George W. Bush equated with disloyalty, police from Capitol Hill to college campuses are treating vocal disagreement as grounds for violently taking down citizens. While bouncers at campaign rallies hustle away prospective hecklers and police preemptively detain protesters or stick them in faraway free speech zones. And I think a lot of that, end of quote, I think a lot of that has to do with this mood in the country. I mean, it contributes so much to why we can't untangle this nightmare. It's so vast, it's so complex on so many different levels, and yet we unconsciously seem to be adopting the downside of Cheney Bush and the other hijackers of this country. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I'm aware of the article. I think I brought it up, or maybe I read it on the air last week. But yes, there is a mood. It's a pervasive mood. And, you know, speaking of that, conversely speaking, Ahmadinejad, with his, you know, passionate, it's almost a loving mood that he gives out. And I watched a video on Iran just a couple of weeks ago, and it looks like, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, I think that holds true to a large degree because, you know, I look around here, and I was talking to a guest coming up that's coming up next week, and talking about just the road rage, the rudeness at the grocery store, just this everyday stuff that you run into, and it's really, you know, it's a subconscious thing, and I don't even know, a lot of these people I don't even think they realize what they're doing or why. It's right. Just because their inner spirit, their inner consciousness, their subconsciousness, their soul is crying out and saying there's something seriously wrong and I'm frustrated because I cannot do anything about it. You get on the subject of this, and I wanted to touch on this with you a little bit because I had I brought up Blackwater.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're training these Blackwater police. Not the Blackwater police, but Blackwater is training these police departments and the FBI and the DEA across this nation. I had one of my listeners lives here in the Phoenix area, Joy, in Gilbert. She had taken a trip back to Ohio, and and on the way back from Ohio, I guess she was pulled over in one of these these inspections or stops or whatever, and she said that the police didn't look like police. They weren't wearing the same getup, and ironically enough, 2 days later, after I got that email from her, maybe it was three, I don't know, but at any rate, I ran across an article that's saying that Blackwater is training all of our police.
They're becoming, local police are becoming surrogates for Blackwater. That's what's happening. Blackwater's teaching them the methodology that does not involve any attention to any laws. The idea is violence, violence, violence. You can tolerate no resistance. You have the power. Use it. And they, in the end, they end up being surrogates of Blackwater, even though they're wearing a local police uniform.
And do you think they even realize it? I mean, they're literally mercenaries.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Blackwater over there that is over in Iraq that we know for a fact now. And I'll tell you what, last year I did a stint with KFNX in Phoenix. This was a mainstream station, Jim. And I was doing a report, and I know you've run across some of these videos on YouTube or Google Video where you see these military guys that are basically, they're killing Iraqis, and they're treating it like it's a video game, mm-hmm. You know, and they're shouting high fives and they're doing all this stuff. And I brought that up on a mainstream network, and I had a woman that called in and absolutely just went mental on me. But now, you know, it's across the board. Some of it's even mainstream that this is going on with regularity. I mean, there's over a million Iraqis now that have been killed. They're walking out of that country if they can with just the clothes on their back, you know. And it's coming to. I mean, these people, these Blackwater mercenaries being trained by this organization that's put together by Eric Prinz, another Silver Spoon, you know, so and so. These people are being trained on our own soil, and they're being put out, and they're training our police department. And that, so the question, man, and this isn't for my veteran listeners, but the question is asked to the new listeners out there, do you think for a minute that we are not the target? especially when they've got, you know, I don't mean to go off on a diatribe here, but especially when they've got the illegals that are coming over the border in droves, they're treated with preferential treatment, and yet
Blackwater's new training facility is right on the Mexican border. Its southwestern training facility is situated in a place called Potrero, California, which is just stone's throw from the border, in southern border. And I just have to say that we have gone from police that we're supposed to protect and serve to thugs that taser and kill before they even question the people they are paid to protect from harm. And that's really it in a nutshell. That's what these people are doing when they're under cover of supposedly law and order. It's just a joke. I mean, they treat everybody the same. The main thing is that they shut up and sit down and make no noise and do not in any way disturb anybody else's peace. And they don't care what the reason is. It's not about talking. I mean, we've had people shot for smoking a cigarette. We've had people shot because they looked funny at a cop. I mean, it's just, there's something, I forgot the number, I think it's something like 220,000 videos of cops out of control and all that nonsense on YouTube.
2,210,000.
Oh, my God. Well,
you're talking
yeah.
about the videos on...
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, and I want to bring this up again because I think this is very interesting, and then Hannah Storm, you know, narrates
yeah.
with this psychologist watching the clips of a poor black man getting bludgeoned to death. And by the way, I take issue with that, and I'll tell you why, Jim, because I know that feeling personally. I've got a listener out in California that it was my friend, my old friend that I grew up with, and this gentleman happened to be present in my home when this happened, when I was bludgeoned in the head with a lead-weighted flashlight by a Vietnam War veteran by the name of D.B. Benny. So when I saw that clip of Hannah, you know, when Hannah Storm is narrating and there's this poor black man being bludgeoned to death mm-hmm. by three cops with either billy clubs or flashlights, and then she has the temerity, the outright, the audacity mm-hmm. to try to tell me that I'm not seeing what I'm seeing and that he's dying from some kind of a stress-related syndrome because of he's being arrested. I mean, that insults my intelligence.
Yes. It insults all of our intelligence because she did that on national television, and she did it blatantly, expecting no response. And guess what? She didn't get much of one.
She didn't get much of one because it was mainstream media. But when people like us see that, and my listening audience sees that, and you see that, we know better. and you know, and it doesn't stop there. I mean, we've got Blackwater. Yes, they're opening up these operations here, there, and by the way, did you run across? I ran across some little snippet the other day regarding Blackwater. It says, well, you know, I think they're not long for existence. I think a congressman said it or something. And I'm thinking, what in the world are you talking about? We've got people over in Iraq. These guys that go over to Iraq, they've been over there for three or four, five tours now because they haven't instituted a draft. They're scared to death to do that. We've got officers in the military that are complaining to beat the band that if we want to continue with this escapade or we want to go any farther whatsoever, we must institute a draft. Then we've got these guys that ultimately come back home and they are persuaded and or encouraged to go into the the police department.
Yeah.
As I've said many times before, Jim, this is coming to a town near you. It's already here. We just mm-hmm. haven't seen the mass result of it yet. Go ahead.
One of the things that somebody tried to do about right around the start of this Iraq war was it's a black congressman from New York had put forth a bill to start to reinstate the draft, and everybody, all the lefties jumped on him, and they were really furious, and that wasn't the reason. He wanted to reinstate the draft because if we had a draft, there's nothing, we wouldn't possibly stay there 4.5 years with no progress, with everybody's children in there. As long as they're the children of the poor, we don't care. But the second you start putting the children of everybody in a bogus war that's going nowhere, you've got to explain what you did last week. I mean, if you go back and view the film footage of the Second World War through the newsreels, you will see that not a week went by when there wasn't some progress somewhere, and the public was tracking every bit of it. The progress through North Africa, the progress through the Pacific to get to Japan, I mean, it was all there.
Yeah,
but we don't have any.
Well, I know. And I go back to the Vietnam War where they used to film the body bags on national TV coming home. And you don't see any of that anymore. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Jim Kerwin. Excellent conversation today. And call in is 800-313-9443. Call in with questions and comments. We'll be back in three.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Jim Kerwin. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm going to shift gears here a little bit, Jim. But before I do, let's take a call. Let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Yeah, excellent as usual, gentlemen. I'm so glad that that other person called in. The concept of the hog, I've been beating on that for years, and obviously not as effectively as he. Just so that the new people understand, what these gentlemen are saying is in your face currently and has been coming for a long, long, long time. I'd only point out that right here in good old Coeur d'Alene, within the last week and a half, one of the luminaries over at North Idaho College announced that they are going to have Backup, which is the evil stepsister of Blackwater, training the local police here. And that is only after the local fire chief on a local interview program mentioned that Homeland Defense and Homeland Security and FEMA were here training them on how to survive any natural or man-made catastrophe. and that ultimately during that training, the discussion came up of dealing with splinter groups, and I think that's what you were mentioning, Mr. Herzog. I think you, I, and a number of the observant would be classified as that. Going back to the discussion, international affairs and war policy of the Hogs, I'd only point out, if you get a chance, it only came across once, Air Force official found dead, October 16, 2007, Charles Rikers, R-I-E-C-H-E-R-S, a top Air Force official, actually a lieutenant commander, decorated apparently during Gulf War I, was found dead Sunday of an apparent suicide. He had recently come under scrutiny over a well-paying temporary job with a prominent defense contractor. Hertzy, I hope you get ready to hold on to your seat when you look at who the prominent defense contractor is and you go back into the Dave Emery archives. While awaiting confirmation, that led to some members of Congress to open an inquiry. It is all too relevant what these gentlemen are saying, people. You need to get up out of your chairs, get down to your congressman's office, or at least pick up the phone and get busy taking your republic back. These are Nazis, and they're going to eat your children for dessert. Good luck.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. I appreciate the input, and it's interesting, Jim, that he had brought that up about the Blackwater training the police up there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, because I had a caller that called in the other day that was mentioning, he asked me a question. He said, why would Blackwater be up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, training anybody? And I said, I don't know. Why? And he said, to protect the diamond mines. You think there's any relevance to that, Jim?
Oh, yeah, sure. But they're actually spreading out now. They're all over the country. They have, it's amazing. Since they started, they opened it with a few bids to major coastal installations around the perimeter of the country, and now they've opened up the second phase, which is the interior of the country. And whether it's a diamond mine or a hypothetical, a water treatment plant or whatever the particular thing is locally, that's the excuse. And then, but we're paying millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to Blackwater to do this, and nobody seemed to have asked the public if they actually wanted their cops turned into, robo mercenaries. That's basically what we're going to get.
So when I heard the rumor that they're doubling the size of the police force, I mean, you know, you and I had a discussion off the air earlier today, and you were telling me that they're showing up now in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Right down the street, two blocks away. They're driving around in brand new white patrol cars with Homeland Security on the side and ICE on the trunk, which stands for Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Now, isn't that interesting? And I'll tell you why. Because a year and a half ago, I had run across an article talking about UN vehicles on American soil. And I went into Google Earth and I started looking. I looked at an island, I can't remember the name of it, off of Jacksonville. I looked at a place in Oklahoma City, and I looked at another place, I believe it was in San Diego, I zoomed in on some parking lots, and there was literally tens of thousands of white vehicles, and you couldn't get up close enough with Google Earth to read anything on there. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering now if they indeed were UN vehicles or if those vehicles were sitting there waiting for these Blackwater ops to be trained.
Well, the lettering is all blue on white cars as opposed to black. You know, police tend to be black and white. Well, this is blue and white, and the UN's colors are blue and white. So I don't know how much they have, if anything, to do with the UN, but the UN's broke too. So I would not...
No, I mentioned this article. They were talking about UN vehicles, but I'm wondering if, in fact, these vehicles that were parked, in these parking lots, humongous parking lots, were sitting there deliberately for, the Blackwater trainees, or the graduates of the trainees of Blackwater
surrogates.
To use these cars.
Surrogates, yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting, but as you mentioned that, I remember driving down the freeway just the other night. And now that you mention it, I saw a white vehicle that said ICE on the side.
Yeah.
I thought that was
I went up to this particular car, one of them, one afternoon, and asked them. I said, are you guys here to help with the local crime wave? And they said, we're federal.
Okay, we'll be back in three. Hold that thought, and we'll shift gears. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Jim Kerwin. Got more. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Jim Kerwin. And you know, Jim, as you mentioned that you're seeing them show up in San Francisco, I happened to see one on the freeway, and you didn't put two and two together. But you know, it gives one an eerie feeling that if indeed there is an economic crash, or you know, a bird flu pandemic, or something of this nature, that all these people, all these Blackwater that have been trained, are probably going to appear out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. They're walking among us now, and we don't even know it.
I hit the same feeling.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's your assignment, folks. All right, pay close attention. And I mentioned on my show the other day, be vigilant, keep your eyes open, notice anything out of the ordinary. There's one for you to look for. See if you see any white cars with blue insignias on them, because that's Blackwater, and they're now among us. And I've said all along, they're coming to a city near us. Evidently, it's too near me for comfort. Let's shift gears here. Jim, let's shift gears here. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, there's an article that you had emailed me regarding the United States is so incredibly broke that the government is pawning off gold bullion from Fort Knox. And I read that, and I thought, you know, I'm of the opinion, and I could be wrong here, okay, but I know that the government, this government declared bankruptcy in 1933. And I remember a speech that James Traficant, who, by the way, has now been railroaded into federal prison and is still in there, got up before Congress and pointed out to them that we indeed did declare bankruptcy in 1933. And at that point in time, since the country was bankrupt, it would only make sense to me that since we had to, like any bankruptcy, you'd have to go into receivership. And since the Federal Reserve has been in business since 1913, then they probably escorted the gold out of Fort Knox way back then. And if there's anything in Fort Knox, it's probably lead bricks that are painted gold. At any rate, now that's my theory, okay? But and I stand by that theory because, as we know, gold bullion is a little too heavy to handle, so they use paper to signify the gold that's on deposit. And as you know, and as my listeners know, and I've had up on my website for a short period of time, I have seen the particular bearer bonds that represent that gold, which I do not think is in Fort Knox. At any rate, it says that they're broke and they're pawning off gold bullion from Fort Knox. Okay, now you want to go into that a little bit and tell us exactly what's going on there, that at least what they're telling us is going on there.
Well, that as you say, that's a very old story, the business about auditing the gold in Fort Knox. I mean, that's been going on, from my own personal experience, for at least the last 35, 40 years. It comes up every once in a while, and there's a big hubbub about it, and then, of course, nothing ever happens. So your theory, I think, is probably correct. The gold that may have been there at one time certainly isn't anymore. Because of the way money works, it's no longer actually necessary. I wrote an article called In Debt. Let's see, what's the thing called? Anyway, I'll dig for it and come up with it in a minute. The point of it was that here we go. It's called In Debt We Have Trusted. It's on my website. Money as Debt, and there's a couple of videos that go with it, one from the Wall Street Journal and one from that explains about how money works. That entire complexity, what I had to say about that, this particular question and answer to a writer was, the official story was when no one could audit the gold in Fort Knox. Perceived wisdom was and is, therefore the gold has been gone for a very long time, and the question has arisen dozens of times since the end of World War II, to no one's actual satisfaction. Current rumor in this conflict before the story aired was that the gold has long since been moved by the Federal Reserve to somewhere more convenient for their purposes, like the Central Bank of England. If indeed right. It has not already been disposed of. There was a very large quantity of gold that was in Building 7 of the World Trade Center, and that was apparently successfully stolen, if indeed it was ever there, just after the first planes began to hit the targets. Also officially missing were a very large contingent of bearer bonds, apparently along with some very sensitive and ultra-classified records. Whether this is just more detail from an ever-changing urban myth or actual information, the public most likely will never know, unless, of course, the thieves, hijackers, or accomplices decide to tell the world what really happened to all of this country's money and what was originally based on gold, which has not been relevant for that purpose since long before LBJ took us off the silver standard. I don't know exactly when we dropped the gold standard and began using silver certificates. I do know that there is currently absolutely nothing but wishful thinking backing up all that paper money that claims to represent the full faith and credit of the United States of America. Translation, the U.S. dollar is only as good as the public image of the viability of the USA at any given moment, because there are no precious metals involved in the issuance of our money. Given the presence of gold in the U.S. Treasury, as it was at the beginning of the original standard, that there is no longer any standard, just huge piles of paper money.
Right.
It is rather surprising that we have continued for so long as this shell game has been allowed to continue. The world could bring this charade to a screeching halt immediately. However, that would mean a huge real loss for all those banks and countries who attempted, because in most cases, those other countries hold humongous amounts of U.S. cash as some kind of bulwark against what we frequently do to our friends, which is that we screw them. This is why other governments keep on loaning us money, because they are in too deep to allow us to fail outright, or so the bandits believe. However, there is a limit to everything human in this world, and the world may be running out of patience with our petulant and criminal leaders. Ergo, they are now beginning to dump the dollar in huge amounts, which just began with Japan and China. And
right, and yeah, and not just Japan and China. I mean, you know,
right.
we've got countries that are bailing left and right. But I want to insert something here. Now, we know that they stopped publishing the M3 in March of 2006. The M3 obviously is the amount of money that is printed and put into circulation throughout the world. And I was thinking about this because I've been working on a situation behind the scenes with an individual trying to figure out how to best move some qualified money around for this gentleman and buy some gold with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, we've got all of these laws that are set up to basically lock in a person's wealth, whatever they have worked for all their life, in the form of qualified money in a 401k or an IRA or whatever you have.
Right.
And in order to take your own money prior to when they say you can take it and then the allotments you can take it in, they want to penalize you and they want to tax you under ordinary income for that money. So in other words, you can take it, but they're going to charge you ultimately up to half of it if you're under 59.5. But I say that to say this. All of these people out there that have all of this paper money, whether they be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whether it be cash, currency, or whatever, this is all, and this is what I want the new listeners to get their head around, is it's all an illusion because it's not tied to anything of intrinsic value, with one exception, Jim, and that is, as you know, in 1945 we entered into the Bretton Woods Agreement, which basically said we'd protect these Middle Eastern countries that produced oil as long as they used our money, our dollar, in exchange for the purchase of oil.
Yeah.
And these countries have been under our thumb, if you will, for so long with the misuse and the misprinting of money and the deficits and helicopter Ben Bernanke printing all these inflationary dollars, that these countries have gotten sick of it because they realize that it's a hidden tax, and they've
right.
turned around and said, you know what, up yours. We're not going to do this anymore. And
Iraq began that little party. And,
right,
and Venezuela went along.
Go ahead.
It's going right down the pike. The whole point of that thing, in part, had to do with this, because that's the only thing that we actually depend on for daily infusions of cash, is to be able to sell the oil in U.S. dollars. And country after country has basically given us the finger and said, we're going with anything else. Okay, we don't give a shit about anything else. It's not going to be dollars. And that
right.
has...
We don't give a poop.
But the point of this whole exercise has been to keep the heat on that thing, and it's not working. People around the world are bailing, countries around the world are bailing out. So
right.
we have to replace it.
Yeah, and this is what I try to convey to the new listeners that are still under that false, illusion that the money is actually worth something, because it's only worth what the good faith in the American people think it's worth, because the other countries in the world are all bailing out of this currency. And ultimately what's going to happen, and we see this happening right now, is we're going to be sitting here holding a bunch of paper that is worthless, has no intrinsic value, while the powers that be have manipulated and repositioned their real assets, okay,
mm-hmm.
They have designed an economic crash so they can walk in for pennies on the dollar and buy up what has been foreclosed upon and ultimately own our resources.
Well, if you want a 1-2-3 simple lesson in that, just follow Halliburton around. I mean, what Halliburton did was got their money and their headquarters offshore. They took it all out of here, so it's free from being overseen. They get to do whatever they want with their money. They don't have to say, Mother, may I, when they go to the bank to see how much money they want to take out of it. And at the same time, they have joined with people like BAE, which is Dubai, in buying up the things over here that are worth having, like the NASDAQ, various ports of call and shipping and things that big things. So, but they're buying it in massive amounts of money that they're making from the billions and billions they make per day off the oil. So they're floating in cash, and what they're using that money for is to buy up these failing American enterprises and stocks and all the rest of it. It's coming back to us technically that way, except that they're not paying for it full price. No way. They're paying really small. But now they're vested. The same criminals that created this problem, hijackers, as Brian said, those same hijackers are now part of the people who are stealing back what we used all of our criminality to create in the first place.
Right, and it's not just Halliburton. They're moving out in droves. IBM is moving to Dubai. Did you know that?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll tell you what, we've got an expatriate coming on the air right now. We've got Ron in Mexico. Ron, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just listened to your conversation, and it's always very interesting. You mentioned something about James Traficant. So I pulled up on the Internet something very interesting that I actually hadn't even read before, and so I'd like to comment on it and get your response.
Get Jim's response. Go ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. On United States congressional record, March 17, 1993, James Traficant is speaking in front of the Congress. And I'll skip the first paragraph, but it says in the second, it is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9, 1933, 48 Stat 1, Public Law 89-719, declared by Federal Roosevelt, being bankrupt and insolvent. So, according to this, the government has been dissolved according to law and registered. It's dissolved. There is no more United States federal government. So, who the hell are they? What's the whole point? There is no government.
That was the point at which we stepped in, or the folks behind this whole thing stepped in and created a corporation that replaced of by and for the people with of by and for the corporation.
Right.
So when they stepped in and did that, shortly after that, that Truman came up with his National Security Council thing, which is everything runs through.
I'm pretty well neck deep in current events these days and studying what's going on with the New World Order.
Yeah.
And everything, and it's just the first time I've actually read that the federal government was officially dissolved in 1933.
Right, yeah. Which would make sense if anybody's ever filed bankruptcy. It falls right in with my assertion that there is no gold in Fort Knox. They had to escort it out there in their agreement, if you will. And these bonds, these bearer bonds that have been printed that are, a representative of the gold that is in the Bank of England or what's in Switzerland or wherever it is. Okay, it isn't in Fort Knox, folks. Okay, but at any rate,
Guys,
go ahead.
It would be really interesting to know who the list of debtors is in 1933 that we owed the money to, why we went bankrupt.
Well, that's a good job for you, Ron. There you go.
Yeah, that's something to research, and I certainly will. I just also find it fascinating that if there is no more federal government, then aside from the IRS, what about all these federal laws? I mean, to whom are we obeying? There is no federal government.
I have a feeling that you'll track it right back to 13 families. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good chance, but that ought to be a pretty – I mean, if anybody ever wanted to press that in federal court – regarding any federal crimes.
You mean our corrupt federal court?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. I'm sorry, I forgot to put that little prefix in front of it.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, listen, I appreciate the info. I appreciate the input, Ron. I got to run. I got another call. Got a little time left, but
thanks,
Ron, for the phone call, buddy. Okay. Let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael and Jim. Go ahead.
You there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. To add to the list of the query, go back before James Traficant, 93, and go all the way back to the 20s and the 30s when Congressman, I believe his first name was John T. McFadden, gave the same speech, gentlemen, the same speech. In fact, Mr. Traficant took from Congressman McFadden's speech when he gave the speech on the floor as a congressman, and he was a member of the banking, shall we say, concern at the time, and he knew doggone good and well what he was talking about. So you can add that to your query to enhance and bolster your resourcing tools.
Well, okay? Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you, Don.
And one thing, Michael.
Yes.
There are no diamond mines in the continental United States, but in Idaho.
No, not diamond mines. It's a silver mine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, did I say diamonds?
Absolutely, sir.
Sorry about that.
All right, okay.
I stand corrected. Yeah, this is Criticize Michael Day anyway, so thank you.
Thanks
for the
call.
All right, have a good day, buddy.
All righty, bye.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
No, I just thanked him for the call.
Oh, okay.
He actually was giving us the name of the man that wrote the speech, right? That
right,
Trafficante was reading.
Right. Yeah. Well, he was extracting from that particular speech.
Right.
But isn't it interesting that shortly thereafter, you know, there was charges leveled against Trafficante, and he's still in federal prison to this day, which is par for the course. We see that happen many, many times, and you never really know what's going on behind the scenes here. But at any rate, you know, the point being that we bankrupted in 1933. The gold, in my estimation, is not in Fort Knox. The bearer bonds that, and I bring Leo Wanta in the picture because he wrote a couple of memos to Dick Cheney regarding the family wanting their boxes, and the only boxes that I could think of that they would want would be boxes that represented the gold itself, which were, and I ran across these boxes in the Philippines. I put a picture of one of the boxes up on my website, and these are the very boxes that certain members of this administration and other officials throughout the world are trading on the international market. So all of that fits, and I'm a firm believer in Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is probably the correct one. And that is
right
the simplest
on.
Explanation. If you start throwing smoke at it, smoke and mirrors, and you start coming up devising, you know, these different explanations, they don't make any sense. But that one makes sense, Jim.
Yes, it does, Michael. Thank you very
All right.
much.
You're welcome. Yes, thank you. And remember where it came from. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Final segment coming up. Stick with us.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Want to remind everybody, and if there we go. Remember, mirroring recent rhetoric from Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, and Henry Paulson, the International Monetary Fund has publicly badmouthed the dollar, claiming it is overvalued despite the fact it has lost over half of its value against the euro since 2001, and it predicts its plunge as part of a broader strategy to sink the American middle class. That's their agenda. And Jim, wanted to mention to you, got an email. Don't want to blow your head up here, Jim. Are you listening?
Yep.
Okay. From Amy, it says, I love your show today, or I love your guest today. Well, I thought she loved my show. I guess she loves you, Jim. He's given me some much-needed hope. I was wondering if he knows Mr. Benjamin Fulford, formerly an editor at Forbes, now does his own blog from Japan, and was a guest on Jeff Rentz. Mr. Fulford asserts that Mr. Putin and China have ousted the banksters and the Bushites from Russia and China, and so is able to maneuver against the New World Order as he is doing. You may, well, and
I'm
pretty much it.
Tell Amy that, Amy, I have not gotten personally acquainted with him, but I have seen some of his things on Rents, and I am going to check it out, look him up, and correspond.
All right, well, there you go. See, now you'll have a good ego, a big ego for the day. See? They love you, Jim. All right, any closing thoughts you want before we move on for the weekend?
No, it's just it's going to be, you know, the Exercise Vigilant Shield 08 ends on the 20th. And we have yet to have a major problem yet.
Well, now, didn't we have a couple of oil pipe or oil refineries blow up sometime?
Yeah, we also had another oddball thing where the bomb sniffing dogs were brought in, I think it was Portland, and they were unfortunately, since they were just dogs, they didn't know they weren't supposed to check their other places, and they found bombs in a hotel in downtown Portland, which caused a little problem, but. Aside from that, we really haven't had anything major, and if luck holds when we get through this, that will be a blessing.
Okay. Well, Jim, I want to thank you so much for coming on, spending time with me this week. I'm waiting for the weekend. Always enlightening. A lot of great information today. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you next week, and I will talk to you off the air, sir. Okay?
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good weekend, buddy. There he goes, Jim Kerwin. Amazing guy. You know, I tell you what, folks, during the course of the week, this guy sends me no less than, I'd say 20 to 30 emails on everything under the sun, and it's such a pleasure to have him on because his knowledge is so vast in so many different areas. And, you know, frankly, I've got a tough time keeping up with him sometime. But at any rate, it's been a great week, and I want to remind everybody, next week, I've got a couple of very interesting guests coming up first of the week. I want you all to go into my website, and not right now because I haven't updated it yet, but I will have it updated sometime over the weekend. I've got Michelle Delacroce coming on, Mothers Against Illegal Aliens, and she's got some really enlightening information for us, some stuff that'll actually surprise and maybe shock a few people. Also, on Tuesday, I've got Vicki Davis coming up. She's got the website www.channelingreality.com. She's written a great piece, and I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to keep it for a surprise, but I viewed it. I'm going to go into it in detail over the weekend, and then we're going to share it with you next week. So, end of a Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. I hope you are too. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. And I want you to stay tuned for my friend John Stadtmiller with his Friday show coming up. Always a good show. And keep listening. And I will too. I might even see you in the chat room here and there. Talk to you later, guys. Bye-bye. With three.